Father, we are thankful that you are a God who hears and answers prayer. Lord, we thank you that we can always come to you because you care about us. Your word says, casting all our cares upon you because you care for us. And so we just pray that you would help us to remember that and to cry out unto you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our theme for the year, some of you are just getting back with us or kind of just getting back with us for the year, others. Our theme for the year is what? Okay, on Wednesday nights, we're dealing with being fruitful and really drawing from that aspect, looking at Bible characters. Our kind of overall theme that we're kind of looking and going for as a church family is growing together this year, as you'll see that on Sundays. Growing together relationally, just all of us growing together, getting to know each other more, but growing together spiritually, great opportunities that we have. Sunday mornings, we're dealing with who? Joshua and Joshua in the Battle of Jericho, right? And all the other battles they face. And Wednesday evenings, we're talking about being fruitful. Sunday evenings, I know we've kind of had a little break from that, but we're in the book of 1 John, and we've been talking about the light and the darkness and going through some of those things. Well, tonight as we're talking about being fruitful, we are starting which book? We kind of briefly mentioned it last Wednesday evening. Judges, the book of Judges. So if you will, turn to Judges chapter 6. Yes, I know Judges chapter 6 is not the first book or the first chapter in Judges. And before I forget, before I forget again, roadside cleanup is Saturday. If there's anybody else who could help volunteer for that, that would be a huge help. I know Jeff and Michelle will be out. There is another guy who volunteered to help. Okay, got Pastor Bob. Anybody else, you'd be willing. It's 9 o'clock here at the church. On the note, 9 to 11 approximately. And it says G Farm Donuts or G Farm Donuts. So if for no other reason, you come for the donuts and you be here. And then as well, afterwards, I believe Bass setting up for Sunday morning, correct? So, if you're able to help with that and you can't help with the one, that'd be great. Judges chapter 6, dealing with being fruitful. As we go through the book of Judges, we're going to look at the different judges. Not all of them. In fact, as we start in chapter 6, we've already kind of passed over some of them. But I wanted us to take a look first at the idea of being fruitful with really being the ones who needed the judging, needed the judge to help free them, and that was going through. Judges chapter 6, we'll look at verses 1 through 1 through 11, 1 through 12, somewhere in there tonight, and seeing that idea of being fruitful as the individual, not looking at the judges themselves here, but as the individuals, as the nation of Israel. The time period of the judges is often remembered as those who did what? Right in their own eyes. It looked good, so I did it. That's why Brian Heath has a ministry that he has. Isn't it? Because people said, it looked good, so I did it. And they're down in Jackson today. And so that's what was going on in the nation of it. I mean, it looked good, so they did it. But then because they chose to do what they did and thinking, well, this is right, what were their natural consequences, and God used other people to help bring along those consequences. He used some of these other nations to help judge them. One of them that we'll see a lot of really throughout Israel's existence is the Philistines. And you see that even throughout the book of Judges. But verse 1, I wanted to start there. Judges chapter 6, verse 1. And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord. And the Lord delivered them into the hand of Midian 7 years. Now, 7 years is kind of short, isn't it? But when you're going through it, it's really long. Like right now, for me to think 7 years ahead is, that's a long time. But if I'm to look back at the last 7 years of my life, I'm like, where did that go? And so different perspectives here. But when they were in bondage, when they were serving them in the hand of Midian 7 years, that was a long time of trial they were going through. Why were they going through this trial? And I already mentioned it in verse 1. They were evil, right? They did their evil. So it's a consequence. They did evil in the sight of the Lord. It's all about God. Life is about God. I can't do right in mine own eyes. Remember, we're talking about that in the Judges here. They did right in their own eyes. Well, it's not about their own eyes. It's about the Lord. and what God sees. And if you and I are going to be fruitful as we go through life tomorrow on Thursday, it's not by doing what we think is right, but by doing what God says is right and realizing my sin is sin before God. Remember a couple Sunday mornings ago, probably a few by this point, we said my sin is, it is, it's evil, it's wicked. And man, that phrase really has just kind of hit me quite a bit lately. My sin is wicked. And here the reality is the children of Israel, they did evil in the sight of the Lord and there were consequences. It wasn't a quick spanking. It wasn't they were grounded for a half of a week. It wasn't that they couldn't play an Xbox for a week and a half or, you know, something. You mean I can't play that game? What is there to life? I mean, it wasn't some of these things. They were in the hand, under the hand of Midian 7 years. And the hand of Midian prevailed against Israel. And because of the Midianites, the children of Israel made them the dens which are in the mountains and caves and strongholds. And so it was when Israel had sown that the Midianites came up and the Amalekites and the children of the east, even they came up against them and they encamped against them and destroyed the increase of the earth. So, man, nothing was going for them. They did wrong and there were consequences. You ever seen that in your own life? Right? I mean, and let's think about that tomorrow. You say, well, man, I'm not necessarily going to do something evil in the sight of the Lord. But when we think about it, my sin is wicked. It is evil in the sight of the Lord. And so the reality is there are consequences. And tomorrow, as I go through life, I need to remember, whoa, I've got to live before the Lord in all that I'm doing here. Verse 5, for they came up with their cattle and their tents, and they came as grasshoppers for multitude. For both they and their camels were without number, and they entered into the land to destroy it. And Israel was greatly impoverished because of the Midianites. And the children of Israel, what? That was the first right thing they did in a while. Verse 1 talks about their evil way. So man, our sin, think about your sin, whatever sin you struggle with. Think about that sin and say, okay, so that's wicked. So what do I need to do? I need to cry out unto the Lord. So number one, if you and I are going to be fruitful in life, we need to cry out unto the Lord. As we go through life, as we go through the situations of life, some of them are because of our own sinful choices and consequences. Others are just because we live in a sin-cursed world. A lot of sicknesses and diseases, yes, sometimes people bring things on of consequences of their own choosing. But others, just because someone's sick doesn't mean it's a consequence from God for the sin they've done, but because we live in a sin-cursed world. So what do we do when we come into these trials that, well, I don't know what to do, whether it's because of my own choosing or because of others? Number one, we must do what? Cry unto the Lord. Think about crying. They didn't just call out and say, hey, God, we need your help. Like, this was intense. How many years had they been struggling? 7 years. That's a long time. And they've been struggling and battling. Wow. So they cry out unto the Lord. Now, maybe some of them did before, and maybe others did. But specifically, it says 7 years, and then now they're going through this, and now it says, and they cried unto the Lord. So if we're going to be fruitful as we go through life, we must cry unto the Lord. God, I can't handle this. And part of it might be, sometimes it's, God, I can't handle this, and I've brought it all upon me. Would you help? That doesn't mean the consequences go away. They still battled with this. In fact, we remember back as we studied being fruitful with the life of Moses, it took 400 years plus to leave the land of Egypt. And maybe not all of that time they were in bondage, but there was that's a long time. That's longer than the United States of America has been around. That's a long time to be in bondage. So because you cry out unto God doesn't mean the difficulties go away right away. And sometimes I still have lasting consequences of my choices, but I must cry unto the Lord. Do I? Do you? When we go through those situations tomorrow, things are going to come up and man, how am I going to get through this? Well, first, let's cry unto God. God, I need your help. And whether it's the temptation with sin that I can't get over this, God, I need your help. So we cry unto the Lord. But then what do we do? Number 2, verse 7. And it came to pass when the children of Israel cried unto the Lord because of the Midianites, that the Lord sent a prophet unto the children of Israel, which said unto them, So one, I need to cry out to the Lord. But then number two, I need to what? I need to just listen. I mean, it's, whoa. Sometimes, you ever had someone ask you, maybe your kids, they ask you a question and they ask you another one and another one. It's like, wait a second, I tried to answer that first one, but you wouldn't give me a chance. Or is that only me who has to do that with my kids? Right? It's like, whoa, I want to answer that, but you got to stop so I can. Sometimes that's how we are with God. We cry, God, I can't do it. God, I can't do it. God, I can't do it. Can you get me out of this? What's going on? And we don't take time to listen. Now, how do we listen to God? We listen through prayer. There's that aspect. Prayer, there is that aspect of two-way communication. And we listen to God through His what? His Word. Do I really listen to God through His Word, or do I just kind of listen when it comes to church time? So I cry unto God, but if I'm not in His Word listening to Him on a daily basis, how's He going to help me? Doesn't mean He's going to take away all the difficulties, but He's going to give me the strength to get through. One of the mottos in college that they challenged us with is, God never promised an easy path. But He always is there to go through it with you. And so here, crying to God, but I've got to listen to Him then. So God sends a prophet unto them. Verse 8 said unto them, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, I brought you up from Egypt and brought you forth out of the house of bondage. So reminding them, hey, you've had trouble before. And I delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians and out of the hand of all that oppressed you and drave them out from before you and gave you their land. And I said unto you, I am the Lord your God. Fear not the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell, but ye have not obeyed my voice. God says, I've told you, I'm with you, but you haven't obeyed me. This is your own fault. How many of you like it when someone says, it's your own fault? You ever hear someone try to justify their way out of it? Well, it's your fault, but this and that and the other. Right? Sometimes we think, well, it's kids who do that all the time. She did this or he did. Well, wait a second. What do we do as adults? Do I admit when I get myself into trouble that I got myself into trouble? I've got to. Cry unto the Lord and then listen. Okay, God, I'm listening. I know you're speaking to me. God, will you help me? So then listening to God. And He says, you have not obeyed my voice. So verse 11. And there came an angel of the Lord and sat under an oak. There you go. There's an oak tree. Sat under an oak, which was in Ophrah. And I was thinking about that. Not Oprah. Okay? It's Ophrah. Okay? So came there unto Ophrah that pertained unto Joash, the Abiezrite, and his son Gideon threshed wheat by the winepress to hide it from the Midianites. Remember, they were taking all the food they could get. So if they could at all possibly hide it, is good. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, the Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. And Gideon said unto him, O my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then is all this befallen us? And where be all his miracles which our forefathers told us of, saying, did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord hath forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites. So again, crying out to God. And the Lord looked upon him and said, go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of Midianites. Have not who? I sent thee. So number one, cry out to God. Number two, listen to God. And number three, trust God. I can trust God with the difficulties that come, even if it's of my own bringing upon. Even if the consequences are things that I get because of my sin, whether it's small things that I got because I ran my mouth, or because I thought this thought, or because I got angry at this person and it skewed my thinking, or whatever it may be, or I worried. And so thus, I mean, man, worry can bring an ulcer. I mean, whether physical things that would bring upon us because of our sin or just smaller things, I've got to cry into God. I've got to listen to God, but then I've got to trust God that He knows, and in His time, He can deal with it. God, be merciful unto me. Aren't you thankful God is merciful to us? I mean, I deserve to be in hell. I don't deserve to be here. Man, what a merciful God. But if He's merciful in that way, He can be merciful in other ways as well. And He is often. Just because God's merciful doesn't mean we don't get consequences to our sin. They had consequences, but God was merciful. and he sent them a judge, Gideon. And we'll talk more about him, one of the more known, notable, more time spent on him, judges. But if you and I are going to be fruitful as we go through the rest of this week, there's what? Thursday, Friday, Saturday, then we come back together on Sunday. We really need to spend time tomorrow crying unto God. Maybe it's because of your sin or for whatever else it is. Let's cry to God tomorrow. But let's also make sure tomorrow we take time to listen to God. God, I don't feel like getting up and doing the responsibilities I've got to do today. Well, get up and listen to Him and His Word. He'll strengthen you to do what you've got to do. We've got a faithful God. But then we can, number three, we can what? Trust God. Aren't you thankful? We have a God who can be trusted. Never breaks His promises. He's always true and always faithful. So let's be fruitful this week by doing those three things. Father, we thank You for Your love. Pray that You will help us this week to cry to You, listen to You, and trust You, because You can make a difference in our lives. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You are dismissed.